We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, heroic viewers. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Australia is committed to boost its funding to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. In environmental news, 35 young people climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise awareness about climate change. In animal welfare news, a woman from Michigan, USA, nurtures wild animals back to health. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 24th, is the birthday of Japanese-Canadian acclaimed scientist, environmental activist, and broadcaster, Dr. David Suzuki, Ph.D. Born in 1936, Dr. Suzuki has over 40 years' experience sharing information on science in a way that can be easily understood by the public. In 1990, Dr. Suzuki and his wife, Dr. Tara Cullis, founded the David Suzuki Foundation, promoting nature conservation and sustainability. In the last number of years, Dr. Suzuki has become increasingly active in endeavors to stop global warming. He has received numerous accolades, including the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's Science Prize, United Nations Environment Program Medal, and is the Companion of the Order of Canada. In 2007, Dr. Suzuki was presented with the Shining World Leadership Award by Supreme Master Qinghai for his dedication in protecting the natural world. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Suzuki, for all you have done and are doing to safeguard Mother Earth. May you have a joyous, peaceful, and green birthday with loved ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from the Philippines. In November 2006, Supreme Master Qinghai was honored with the prestigious Gusi Peace Prize for her years of humanitarian and philanthropic endeavors. Her contributions to the Philippines, home of the Gusi Peace Prize Foundation, are numerous and include relief donations for the Mount Pinatubo disaster, along with aid rendered immediately after floods and typhoons in different regions. Even during her short stay during the Gusi Peace Prize ceremony, various charities and communities in need had benefited from her help. More recently, when the Gusi Peace Prize Foundation sponsored a humanitarian project, Supreme Master Qinghai contributed a $30,000 donation to bring medical and food assistance to people in the Philippines. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $418,000 in goods in the United States, based on the cost of living in the Philippines. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our Formosan or Taiwanese Association members who traveled to the Philippines to participate in this program.
March 11th, 2009, Most Benevolent Master. The Gusi Peace Prize Foundation held a medical outreach and gift-giving project on February 28, 2009 at Bouquet City, providing medical and dental care as well as food aid packages for all the disadvantaged residing in villages of the Abra province. There were many gracious donations from various organizations, including from Supreme Master Qinghai. A total of $30,000 from Supreme Master Qinghai contributed to the purchase of medical supplies for 700,000 pesos and 585 sacks, 50 kilograms per sack, of rice from the National Food Authority of Abra for 1,250 pesos each. Notable members of this cooperative endeavor included the Honorable Barry S. Gusi and his wife, Dr. Evelyn Tantamco Gusi, Manuel L. Morato, President Emeritus of Gusi Peace Prize Foundation, as well as the Mayor of Bouquet City, Rudolfo Bernadez IV. Mr. Morato personally requested us to purchase the specially needed medical supplies. We decided on spending 700,000 pesos for the medicine and the rest on rice. We purchased 585 50-kilogram sacks of rice and split into 14,625 smaller 2-kilogram bags. On February 23rd, the medical and gift-giving mission started around 9 a.m. During this time, people began receiving medical, dental, and optometry care, as well as gift packages. Mr. Gusi also participated, personally handing out gift packages to the people. We especially thank Mr. Manuel L. Morato, President of the Gusi Peace Prize Foundation, for his assistance to our association members from Formosa to complete this mission. We are very thankful for Master's guidance and blessings that we could learn so much and bring Master's gifts and her everlasting love to the people of the Philippines. Love from our association members in Formosa.
Thanks Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this report with our viewers, who may wish to know the good news that such successful programs are benefiting countless people to live in better comfort and health. We also thank our association's foreign group for this report. Upon receiving Supreme Master Qinghai's support, Gusi Peace Prize Foundation President Manuel Morato and Abra Provincial Operations Officer Maria Polante expressed their appreciation.
As usual, we are very, very grateful to the Supreme Master Qinghai, because she has always run to the rescue whenever the Philippines suffers from volcano eruption, from calamities such as typhoons and landslides, we have always gotten help from the Supreme Master Qinghai all these years, and we are very grateful that this year she again extended her assistance.
We hope that you could visit Abra, the Philippines, especially Abra. And we know that the people whom you have handed over your gifts, like food, medicine, rice, they'll be very, very happy to meet you. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
We join in thanking the Honorable Mr. Morato, Mr. Goosey, and Dr. Evelyn Goosey, as well as all involved in making this relief mission a shining example of neighborly care. Our gratitude goes to Supreme Master Qinghai, who always provides the less fortunate with unconditional love and assistance. We also thank our association members for their dedicated work abroad, and pray that through our joined efforts to spread compassion, our world will become a place of contentment and true well-being for all.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. to offer further help to displaced Iraqis. The U.S. plans to donate an additional $141 million for the fiscal year of 2009 to help Iraqi refugees, bringing the current 2009 total to $150 million, distributed through various United Nations agencies and the World Health Organization. The funds will go towards such provisions as relief supplies, water system rehabilitation, school expansions, and mobile health units for displaced persons in Jordan and Syria. United States, heaven bless your caring aid to the Iraqi people. May the beautiful nation of Iraq soon be restored in dignity, peace, and prosperity.
Beloved Abdelatif Filali of Morocco remembered. Former Prime Minister of Morocco, Abdelatif Filali, has passed away at the ripe age of 81. Mr. Filali had served his country in many capacities throughout the years, including as Minister of Foreign Affairs as well as Ambassador to several other countries. His outstanding international relations and activities earned him recognition as the father of Moroccan diplomacy. We send our sincere condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Abdelatif Filali. May his kind and devoted soul rest serenely in heaven's everlasting love.
Indian crew freed. A ship detained Saturday afternoon off the coast of Somalia was fortunately released the same day, along with its 16-member crew of Indian nationals. The Mumbai-based Directorate General of Shipping reported the sailors to be in safe condition. We are most thankful for the quick freedom of the Indian sailors. May they have a joyful return to family and friends as we pray for a world of safe passage for all travelers.
Australia contributes for Afghanistan's next election. In an effort to help Afghanistan conduct free and fair elections, the Australian federal government is donating $1.9 million to Afghanistan's Electoral Commission. Foreign Affairs Minister Stephen Smith said that the funds were intended to help ensure maximum voter participation and a smooth electoral process. Many thanks and Providence bless Australia for your meaningful support of the Afghan electoral process. Wishing both the candidates and the voters all the best in selecting the next noble leadership for their country.
Literature appreciated at Middle Eastern Fair. Last week, over 600 publishers, writers, and booksellers from 53 nations along with thousands more visitors gathered at the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Center for the 19th Abu Dhabi International Book Fair. The event was opened by His Highness Prince Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Minister of Foreign Affairs in the United Arab Emirates, who welcomed the expanded number of attendees to celebrate the art of the written word. Our association members were also present and had a chance to introduce and present to His Highness Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Noble Wilds, as well as the newest collection of Supreme Master Ching Hai's artwork, Celestial Art. His Highness the Prince expressed his interest in the vibrant images of the books and was pleasantly surprised when informed that the books were gifts to him.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We are glad to see the celebration of literary arts as seen through the many valued contributions, including author and artist Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our respectful accolades to His Highness Prince Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan and the United Arab Emirates for hosting this book fair. May harmony and understanding continue to prevail among people from all walks of life as the world appreciates the color that literature brings to our lives.
Save our planet. West Antarctic ice sheet collapse. Teams of New Zealand, American, and European researchers recently completed two studies that show that the West Antarctic ice shelf has periodically collapsed in the past. With just a 5 degrees Celsius rise in ocean temperatures, the corresponding sea levels would rise some 5 meters and inundate entire nations. The scientists state that human-caused climate change is accelerating this natural collapse cycle. With co-author Dr. David Pollard at Pennsylvania State University warning, it is something to be concerned about. You cannot just ignore it because it is happening in thousands of years' time. Thank you, international scientists, for expanding our knowledge of the dire state of our planet. Let us quickly turn toward much-needed eco-conscious changes in our lifestyles to ease the consequences of global warming and save all precious life on Earth. In a video conference with our association members in Canada on August the 24th, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the ice melt as being an urgent signal for humans to take swift action.
Mostly the time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegetarian. If the ice melts quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegetarian diet, so we're going to get it somehow fixed somewhere so that the time would be a little bit more lenient to us. And we still can manage to save the world. Not complete and not as much as we wanted if we have more time. But still better than nothing.
Save our planet. Cold snap takes a toll on Sri Lankan crops. The Department of Agriculture and the research station in Sitha Aliya has stated that recent unusually long periods of cold are causing harm to a variety of crops in the nation. Farmers are reporting damage to potatoes, beets, and leeks, as well as tea plants. This February, the cold lasted for 14 days, compared to the normal 5 to 6 days in other years, and scientists are pointing to climate change as the reason behind the irregular weather patterns. We pray that the affected Sri Lankan farmers have a quick recovery from these adverse crop conditions, and that events such as these remind us all of the need for more caring stewardship to recover the harmonious balance of our ecosphere.
Save our planet, helping young adults to go green. In collaboration with non-profit organizations such as Green for All, the U.S. state of California has initiated the California Green Corps for 16 to 24-year-olds. Funded by the U.S. Department of Labor and public-private partnerships, a minimum of 10 regional Green Corps will be established across the state and a minimum of 1,000 young adults enrolled in the 20-month pilot program. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger explained, "The Green Corps will help underprivileged young people learn job skills while we create a well-trained workforce for clean technology and for the green economy. Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency and California, for your eco-friendly initiatives. May your shining example inspire us all to greater kindness toward each other and the environment, so that our planet can flourish in health and abundance."
Save our planet. Mounds seen on Mars may contain volcanic activity. A recent discovery of methane plumes on Mars has led to scientific speculation that the gas could have been produced by microbes living beneath the surface, where the temperature would be warm enough for liquid water to be found. Now, analysis of photos taken by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency's Mars Odyssey spacecraft have revealed potential sites of mud-spewing volcanoes. If such activity exists, it would mean that warmth is being generated from somewhere within the surface, as further confirmation that a type of microbial life might remain from a biosphere that once existed on Mars. What intriguing research, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency. We can't wait to hear more about the scientific discoveries and clues of life on our neighboring planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai shared her insights from deep contemplation and telepathic communication with the beings of Mars on January 18, 2009, during a video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA. She spoke precisely about the history of Mars, a planet whose beings had undergone climate changes similar to those occurring on the Earth today.
Is this latest news about NASA discovery of methane related to the Mars people living underground?
Could be, yes. Because they have to pump their toxic gases from their activities from underground to the surface of Mars so that they can detox and purify the air that they breathe.
Since how long have Martians been living underground?
Since after the mass destruction on Mars, they began to live underground ever since then.
And the Martians currently living underground, are they aware of what had happened in their planet's history?
They have been told. They pass on the knowledge of what happened of their planet to their children and grandchildren. Even though it's 40 million years ago, they retain the history of what happened, so that the descendants know how to take care of what they have and not to be careless and not to be so destructive anymore, but more virtuous and spiritual. They must live like that.
Save our planet. Japan-based automaker Honda increases production plans for its new low-cost electric hybrid, the Honda Insight, after receiving 3 times more orders than expected during the first month of its release in Japan.
Save Our Planet, the National Geographic television special, Extreme Ice, premiering March 24th on the PBS channel in the USA, is a documentary of the Earth's warming as seen through photojournalist James Bullock's time-lapse photography of glacial ice changes across the Northern Hemisphere, which are occurring at an alarming rate.
I'm Keehunk, the proboscis monkey. I'm a total vegetarian with a tip on healthy eating. Did you know that coconut oil or coconut butter is not only great tasting, but also good for you? It contains no cholesterol, and some of its many benefits include supporting your immune, digestive, and metabolic systems. In addition, it has antibacterial, antifungal, and antioxidant properties. It can be used as cooking oil, or in most recipes, as a substitute for butter. It's also a delicious spread on crackers or bread. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our marvelous globe.
In world news, Australia will increase her donation for refugees by $2.8 million. Australian Minister for Immigration and Citizenship, the Honorable Christopher Evans, announced the federal government will boost its contribution to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to reach a total of over $9.1 million. Part of the funds will be used to help displaced people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, also known as Burma, and Sri Lanka. Our deep appreciation, Australia. Heaven bless your munificent support of our brothers and sisters in need. May all people flourish in safe and supportive environments.
In environmental news, young people climb Kilimanjaro to bring awareness of climate change. 10 African youth from Kenya, Tanzania, and Ghana were part of a group of 35 who ascended Africa's highest mountain. The climb was a program organized by the Kilimanjaro Initiative, a non-governmental organization based in Nairobi in collaboration with the United Nations Unite to Combat Climate Change global campaign. When the youth arrived at the summit, they telephoned United Nations Secretary General His Excellency Ban Ki-moon. Upon descending the mountain, they communicated their observations to the director of the UN Secretary General's Climate Change Support Team, Mr. Janos Pastor. Our hats off to you, Kilimanjaro Initiative, Unite to Combat Climate Change, and participating African youth for your dedication to informing the world's citizens about the urgency of global warming. May we all join as one to adopt a vegan and green lifestyle to save our extraordinary planetary abode. Up next on Noteworthy News, an American woman has turned her home into an animal rehabilitation center. We'll go be alone with God for a short while, be back soon. Please stay tuned for more blessing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for an amicable world. In animal welfare news, an American woman takes care of animals to return them to the wild. Since 2006, Ms. Erin Stacks of Fort Gratiot, Michigan, has nurtured injured wildlife in her Back to the Wild Animal Rehabilitation Center, which operates out of her home. When the animals are healthy again, they are returned to their natural setting. About her job, Ms. Stack said, "It's my hobby, my passion, and my therapy all wrapped into one." Bravo, Ms. Erin Stack. God bless your laudable endeavors to protect our fun and lively animal co-inhabitants. May all beings thrive in a world of harmony and love.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Poet."
Người bạn hỏi người bạn kia, sao gần đây anh có sáng tác được bài thơ nào không? Ủa, anh chưa biết là tôi đã xin được việc làm sao?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Global warming will affect your future. Create a solution. Akeem.
Concerned Akeem, we are so fortunate that Supreme Master Ching Hai and many esteemed scientists have spoken about a very simple and fast solution to save our planet from the effects of climate change. Be vegan. Let's share this information with as many people as we can and look forward to a bountiful and sustainable vegan planet with blessings of the Providence.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them along with comments to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
May the song of peace and magnanimity be our universal anthem. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In Colorado, USA, Bernese Mountain Dog Kenai received the Golden Paw Award from the American Humane Association for saving 9 people and 4 dogs from gas poisoning by awakening them in the night.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Syed Yusuf Raza Gilani and Muslim League Nawaz Party leader Mian Muhammad Nawaz Sharif meet and agree upon political reconciliation.
China reports that more than 1.2 million, or 80% of the people who became unemployed after the 8.0 magnitude Sichuan quake in China last year, have now successfully found work.
The Zayed Higher Organization for Humanitarian Care, Special Needs and Minors Affairs in the United Arab Emirates hosts its fourth international conference to assist those with special needs.
According to research led by South African astronomer David Block, certain clusters of stars as they age also expand and disperse their stars in even concentrations throughout spiral galaxies.
Jordan's Minister of Culture, Sabri R. Behat, and Romania's Ambassador to Jordan, Radu Onofre, attend a reading of excerpts from Jordanian and Romanian poets to build appreciation for each other's cultures.
The World Emergency Relief Organization in South Africa is providing support to the Sports and Community Support Program, which helps disadvantaged children overcome difficult situations through sports.
The United Kingdom's Ministry of Defence makes additional files available containing reported encounters of British citizens with unidentified flying objects from 1987 to 1993.
United Nations Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Magiro calls on the international community to sign the Convention on Cluster Munitions to bring freedom from their effects worldwide.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai met with visiting United Arab Emirates Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan and expressed appreciation for the United Arab Emirates' reconstruction support.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.